Trudy News.
I got bitches all on my dick.
You know what that means? That crappy music means it's just me, Brandon. Live in the DealsInTheD.com studios for your Monday morning. And Drew is not here. Mark is not here. Trudy is not here. It is just me. We will be back live tomorrow with brand new shows. Today is a special show. It is the Trudy Show.
Get it?
Trudy.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, there's a wiener.
The lovely Trudy D.
I love her for her powerful, skillful, once-in-a-generation voice. I love the way that she uses that voice to share real vulnerability and truth. In good times and in bad. I love that she's a human being of unbelievable kindness and generosity and an artist of endless inspiration.
Dedicated 100% to Trudy Daniels. Trudy is going to be gone for a couple weeks, maybe, I don't know, a month or so while she recovers from shoulder surgery. Zooves will be acting as her amateur nurse during this time.
Zooves.
Dan Evans has helped out and he has found several clips, including one of Trudy's infamous car accidents of the past. This one actually might have started this whole shoulder debacle because there's a shoulder injury involved in this. And of course, the tote board's going to pop up. We also have some stories of Trudy's half pipe adventures. You know, she's extreme.
My name's Trudy.
We have Trudy News versus Plain Man, a battle of facts. We also have Mike Clark getting blasted throughout Trudy News for trying to Jacina in every situation. Just can't seem to pay attention. We'll throw a curveball in there. Frances, remember her and her house of skank and the worst grandkid possibly of all time? We mentioned her last week, so I'm going to throw that one in there too.
Oh, sounds like a great one.
And we're going to cap things off with Trudy's very first appearance on the Drew and Mike podcast. This was May 11th, 2016. It was Trudy's first time in this basement studio. It was only Mark's second. Jay was behind the board. Drew had just kicked things off with Mike.
Oh, Sonny, those were crazy times.
And in that episode, the Red Shovel Network kind of gets its name because they start ragging Drew about the Red Shovel out front. And I can specifically remember when someone said, hey, we have to name this network. And nobody tossed out any names. And somebody, I have no idea. Someone just said, fuck it, it's Red Shovel Network. That's what it's going to be. And we haven't even changed it. So it is what it is. And that full episode is available at DrewAndMikePodcast.com. I guess I should do some plugs, right? You can go to that website and, you know, use the Amazon portal and, I don't know, follow us on all our social media channels. If any rich listeners are out there and want to buy me a truck, hit me up. Be sure to check out ML Solo Detroit as well as Charlie LaDuff's No Bullshit News Hour.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Hey!
What are you, a pussy? Turn up that dial and listen to Trudy.
If you don't listen to Trudy Daniels, then you.
106.7, Detroit's Wheels.
And we'll just jump right into the bits here. Trudy Daniels, car accident extraordinaire.
Hold on to your dick!
Grand River and Drake Road. And I was headed towards Novi, and this dude pulls out of the Rite Aid parking lot and just, I was invisible, apparently.
Well, he, like, T-boned you in the side? Or
he would have, but I swerved a little bit enough for him to hit instead of my passenger door, my backseat passenger door, but hard.
Wow.
Hard, man. The dude was accelerating, spun me around.
That is a very unusual accident. I mean, the dynamics of it, to hit you there.
Oh,
that's quite clueless on his part.
I was insanely clueless. In fact, there were a couple, and I have to thank them, you know, Chris and some of the other guys, who actually sort of followed him after he hit me, because then he just
keeps on going.
He did? Hit and run?
He went.
Yeah.
Home.
Hit and run.
He drove home.
He went home.
With people following
trailing
him.
Trailing auto parts behind him through the city of Farmington.
Really?
Yes, sir. That was the worst accident I ever seen.
Old guy?
Old guy. He was born in 1923.
Wow. Oh, so he's 87 years old.
He's 87, yeah.
A couple years underneath my dad. Time to hang it up.
Did the cops also show up at his home?
Yes, they did.
Nice.
They did, because the helpful eyewitnesses who followed him home said he completely looked straight ahead. He didn't seem to notice that the front of his car was demolished and that parts were continuing to fall off.
Wow.
Man, is he sounds
and just
cool.
Drove. Yeah, and
tunnel
that,
vision.
And so they all got the license plate number and they ran right to his house.
And any breath test?
No, I don't think they breathalyzed him, but they
so clueless as opposed to hammered.
I think clueless. Yeah, and I think that was the charge too. Actually, Farmington Hills was explaining it to me. Cluelessness.
That's scary.
And then
you got something like
beaching someone by the side of the road after you hammer their car with yours.
Man.
And then what was the third thing? There was another one. But
well, can you imagine a guy like that is behind the wheel? Now imagine if you're going down the street and the guy is coming at you and divided. Yeah. You know, can you imagine? I mean, that guy was doing that. He has been doing that for months and years. And
hey, speaking of months
coming
and years,
right at you, there's, you know,
this has not been running months and years, but let's see if we can work on it.
Announce it has been
1 day
since newsperson Trudy Daniels has been involved in an automobile accident. Repeating, it has been
1 day.
Congratulations, Trudy. Keep it up.
You're fine.
Trudy.
You're fine.
She's fine. Actual audio from yesterday following the accident.
I was, actually.
You're fine.
How much damage?
A buttload.
Total.
Did you drive? Did you drive it to work?
No. No. Because
towed it away.
Could you bring it to work tomorrow so we can look at it?
I took pictures of it.
Yeah. But is it total? You think?
I don't know. No.
Totaled.
No, it is not total.
Well, if you bend the frame, if he hit it hard enough, spun you around, bend the frame, that's pretty much total. I wouldn't want it back.
That's a nice shot. That's not where I want to be hit.
Yeah. I mean, you get T-bone at that rate of speed.
Wait, how fast could this guy be going?
Accelerating out of a parking lot into me, so...
That is one clueless old man.
Going across the traffic, you know how you pull out and you're going the opposite way from all the traffic over several lanes. So
wow.
He's trying to get through all of that.
Were you mad and crying at the same time?
No, there was no crying.
No tears?
No tears.
Trudy, come on.
Really?
But, you know, I was really grateful.
Did you get out of the car calling him every name in the book and then you realized he was stone cold deaf?
He was
stone cold gone.
Oh, that's right.
He was gone.
That's right. Sorry.
Yeah, but it was weird because some woman pulled in an almost identical Taurus, and she gets out and I get out and I'm like, are you okay?
What happened?
She said, I didn't hit you.
I'm surprised.
I just saw it happen, and she was in the identical car almost.
Wow. If you've already said it, what kind of car do you have?
Taurus.
How come, wouldn't you think his airbags would have gone off?
You'd think, because
I'm shocked at how often airbags.
If it hit the driver, it would have hit the driver's front quarter.
That should have stopped him right there with a big bag in front of his face.
You notice how often airbags do not go off, though? I mean, frequently.
Is that right?
Airbags just don't,
Mine didn't, but I got hit on the other opposite side.
Yeah, no, yours wouldn't, but.
Well, wow.
I was glad they didn't deploy, too.
Son of a bitch.
Trudy, we're fortunate to have you here today.
You should come in with, all kinds of first aid stuff on you.
They
ask, and attorneys.
And at the point where this happens to you, you have no idea because there's so much adrenaline going.
That's
couldn't
weird,
tell.
Isn't it?
You know, like I got out and I'm walking around just fine, and people are like, are you all right?
Now, did it hit, when he hit you, was it a total shock or did it happen in slow-mo, you saw it happening?
Oh, I saw it coming because I
slow-mo?
Did.
Slow-mo?
In super slow-mo.
Wow. Well, we're lucky to have Trudy today, obviously.
Yeah.
We're all lucky to have Trudy, period.
What a bummer.
After a brutal wreck like that. And we've started the accident countdown.
Yeah, that's
back,
kind of nice
which
to
is
have
exciting.
That
well, absolutely.
Because I'm waiting to have an accident in the rental car. It's so deplorably bad that, you know.
Oh, what are you driving?
I don't know if I'm at liberty to say. Are these people involved in us in any way?
No.
It's a Kia.
Yeah, and so, do you have electric windows even?
Yeah, but it drives like a bread truck, and I got this shoulder injury that I'm trying to get better, and it's already aggravating.
What happened to your shoulder?
Oh, I broke my collarbone when I was like a teenager and never noticed it, so it's...
Torch wears up.
So
how many incidents are we going to find out about in 1 5-minute period?
This all is in the last, like, 3-4 days. Yeah.
Wait, we've got some audio, apparently.
They manhandled me very roughly. My shoulder is dislocated, literally.
Never heard that ever.
It's hurting me very badly. Yeah, I'm in shoulder. Pain all the time.
You've kept it yourself for 17 years.
That shoulder is a bitch.
But it, I went in.
You know what's always good for shoulder pain? What? If you my butthole.
Oh.
The man handled me very roughly. My shoulder is dislocated.
I always think of that, though. When my shoulder is sore, I always think of, oh, my shoulder.
So, is that shoulder injury been reactivated? Is that what you're saying?
I just went to the orthopedic guy, Dr. Michelson, on Friday, and he gave me a cortisone shot. So
cortisone? Wow, yeah. That's heavy.
We can take all of that pain out of your shoulder by getting the right support at the base of the breast.
Okay.
I can't stop! There's a cliff! Oh my God, we're burning alive! No, I can't feel my legs! Here comes a meat wagon! And the medic gets out and says, oh my God. New guy's in the corner puking his guts out.
And I don't know if this is part of the official newscast, but one of Trudy's girlfriends is in Blender Magazine.
Oh, yeah. My friend Linda Likewise is in...
Linda Likewise? What a cool name.
Linda Likewise, yeah. Linda and George Likewise.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
They are. They're very cool. They own...
Likewise.
Modern Skate Park in Novi. But it says if you've got a shot of yourself invading a pop store...
Would you get something free there? Or?
No. We just skate there all the time. send it our way if you've invaded somebody's personal space.
And nice.
This is invading seals... personal space. Standing next to Seal.
Where are they?
I think they're at like a skateboard convention thing. That's what she was telling
me. Nice.
Because that's what it looks like in the background. They got like stacks of stuff, equipment.
Huh. So. You must be doing a lot of free skating over there. Jeez.
No, I actually do skate a lot there, but I pay.
I love
privilege.
Are we talking skating or blading?
Inlining.
Oh, inline.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you want to take me on, Drew?
I don't know. How good are you?
You have to see.
I love rollerblading.
Okay.
What's the difference between inline and rollerblading?
Well, it's the same thing, except outside. You mean like on a path or something like that? But we do it inside on ramps and half pipes and stuff.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'll take you.
Half pipes.
Half pipes.
Yeah,
you half
doing
pipe?
The Olympic
you
stuff.
You do the half pipe?
Right yeah, hell yes.
You do?
Whoa, hell yes.
Oh, okay. You're way beyond me.
Wow, you going to the Olympics?
I dropped in about a year ago for the first time.
Wow. So how many people are doing
the American Olympic team?
No, but
is the half pipe constantly full of people?
No, no. And no. You never drop
no,
in.
No, very few people can do it.
It's
got to be a big shot to be able to pull that.
Yeah, ball. You're only going to find maybe it's one, maybe easy. Two people that could handle that.
Man, I want to see this.
That's not going to be crowded.
Can we get somebody to videotape it so we can put it on the site?
I have it on my little page on the website.
Really?
Sure.
I haven't seen that. Go on there. Let's see it.
Where is it? It's just like one tiny little picture of it.
What's that? How do we get directly to your site?
Just go to the Drew and Mike and then to me, and then there's a page.
Are you on the half pipe in the picture?
There's a picture of me dropping in. Sure.
Really?
Are you in midair?
Dropping in.
Yeah.
Dropping in. I want to see this.
Dropping in.
And I just learned
I would take such crap for dropping in.
I just learned to stall on the coping, so. Pretty proud.
Wait, you just learned a what? You know, this is all.
That's a lot of lingo.
Inline talk.
A half pipe has like a, top part has a little metal bar on it.
Yeah.
You stop and then you jump back in.
Right.
Jumping up at the top, turning around and manually spinning over again.
Do you spin like five, six times before you come back down the other way?
Click on Trudy.
You can't.
That's the wrong spot.
On pictures or?
It might be in bios. Are you in bios?
Yeah, the bios one is just like all of us with a little headshot.
Trudy, do you shoot up the half pipe and then spin in a circle and come back down?
Yeah, that's a 180.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh, you can do that.
I got to see this.
Totally.
Oh, yeah, I almost forgot. Trudy on Blades. It is up there. We should make this a little easier to get to, shouldn't we, somehow?
That well, I guess so, if it cool. took us an hour to get to it.
Well, she's really hitting that half pipe.
I'm telling
helmet.
You,
no helmet
she is full bore, and there's so much wind, her hair is back from the wind, and she's at the very tip top of a vertical wall pointing straight down.
That's a hell of a shot.
You know, how can you stay on a skateboard that when you're vertical?
She's on skates. Inline skates.
Okay. But from here, it looked like a skateboard.
That's the little one. That's the medium pipe.
So you can rotate like we're talking about with just the skates on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Jesus.
But the vert.
Actually,
seems like you could break your neck in a heartbeat.
I want to try the vert, though. That's 12 feet tall.
So. Nice.
How tall is that?
12.
The vert.
Yeah, isn't it funny how you pick a sport, every sport or every hobby has its own lingo.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah.
And people that get mixed up in it, there's just so many phrases and stuff. Well, how tall is that wall that you're on?
That's 6.
Okay.
Well, that's plenty high to break your neck.
Yeah,
So how many times did you wipe out before you hit it?
I wiped out the first time I dropped in. I wiped out, like, once, really.
You're not getting out of here without the fart cart, by the way. This takes some major cojones.
Yeah. You got balls to do this.
I fell backward really hard, and that's where you learn. The next time he tells you to lean forward into it, then you do, because you realize what happens.
But everything in your body would say to lean forward because of how you're positioned.
Where you're going. Yeah.
If you're looking straight down
the minute you're
on a vertical cliff, you're going to want to go forward,
right,
not
back.
The
minute your feet go over, though, you kind of go back a little bit. And if you don't concentrate, you'll fall on your ass.
Yeah. It seems in that moment you would not want to lean forward. Like, I'm going back. Yeah. Yeah, I can understand that. I have no balance. I can't even go 3 feet on skates.
Yeah, but you can fly a plane.
Well, there you go. We all have our thing, I guess, huh?
Oh, gnarly!
No American guy would ever, ever, ever.
Oh,
wish.
For crying out loud.
That was aimed right at me.
Yeah, its trajectory was right towards your belly button.
No American guy would ever, ever, ever. Oh, wish crying out loud. That was aimed right at me. Its trajectory is right towards your belly button.
If you talk about planes, we hear from yesterday that there were two waves of wake turbulence that the doomed Flight 587 had to endure, battered twice by the severe wake turbulence. Seconds before beginning the dive into the neighborhood there in Queens, investigators are looking into whether the pilot may have reacted too extremely.
Abruptly, yeah.
By hitting the rudder too hard, creating excessive stress, they say that may have contributed to the tail cracking off, but of course they still won't say conclusively anything.
This wake turbulence issue is a little bizarre.
They are timing it out a lot better when planes take off from congested airports.
They've been timing it. It's a regulation.
He's just going to refute everything.
It's just a regulation.
Let him do it.
I had two air traffic controllers email me at home, and they're talking about it. And they have their spacing, X amount of minutes between flights.
Oh, you have air traffic controllers who email you at home?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow. Mm-hmm. Bitch.
Your little private.
Bitch.
You have to be a pilot to email you at home, I guess.
No. I'm just good friends with him.
Oh, I forgot you travel in those circles.
Damn right, you bastard. But wake turbulence is always an issue.
Matt Millen emailed me at home yesterday.
You know, you can have a jet go by and then have a twin engine go in the same path, flying straight and level, and 15 minutes later and have it roll over due to wake turbulence 15 minutes after the fact. You have to be careful about it. But they are. They know. Everybody knows. They account for when wake turbulence drifts. That's why when you have parallel runways, you have to be careful.
Well, one thing's for sure.
But I'm not even going to talk about it, Drew, because I could talk about it for an hour, and you know that. And American, even my air traffic control airlines. Friends are a little dubious of this thing.
Stop it. American Airlines.
Go on. I'm not
is going to
you.
Inspect.
Go ahead. Tell everybody's facts that aren't quite true. That's all right.
Why is this her fault?
I don't know, because she was attacking me for my knowledge, and she's playing with my head right now.
Really?
Yeah, she's talking like this, and she's giving me a hard time. You're giving me wake turbulence. You're buffeting me.
I've taken enough wake turbulence from you.
I'm more concerned.
Fart on your microphone,
now
and
those,
it comes my way, I get wake turbulence.
Right
I'm
there.
More concerned That's about that pink right. elephant over there. I'm surprised you haven't seen that yet. He looked.
Don't you think it's more crimson?
Yeah, maybe.
All right.
Alex, so are you all up on the train thing? Because I won't start
no,
if you've got all the dope on it.
I have a train simulator at home, though. Microsoft has the greatest.
Everyone's on tracks. How hard can that be?
You know, you can derail a train. I have derailed my Microsoft Train Simulator 2000, whatever it is.
Boring.
I'm not even going to continue with
how
this.
How can planes crash? How can boats crash? I don't see how boats can crash. It's like, look how much water there is.
Well, you,
God! How spaced out can two people be?
I know, I agree.
They were claiming that there were some, I'm afraid to say, but that there were maybe complications with the weather, whatever the case is.
Hey, look, go on a track where there's no other trains.
Your trains right now.
Trains.
All you have to do on a train is go on a track where there's no other trains. If people get in the way, mow them down.
Yeah, but
people don't expect you to stop.
That's the problem, though, because you have people that control the switching.
They're investigating the switching.
That's their only job, is to make sure two trains aren't in the same track going towards each other. They have no other job.
I know. It looks like somebody blew it. It looks like somebody blew it. The so-called asleep at the switch. That's where that comes from. You know that, don't you?
Well, yeah,
that's
obviously.
Where that expression
they only
comes
have
from.
One thing to figure out. You'd have to be asleep to blow that.
And that's where that expression comes from, asleep at the switch.
Part of the investigation is to dismantle the
wreckage.
We'll
talk about this later.
Great.
We have more time. I'm going to talk
the entire
about
city is on pins and needles.
We're going to talk about wake turbulence.
Make time go faster?
We're going to talk about trains, and we're going to talk about wake turbulence in the 9 o'clock hour.
Don't start fighting with me.
I don't feel tardy.
He looks pretty good, though, I will say, whoever surgeon is.
Oh, he does. He looks like he's 25.
I noticed the list in the paper left out Jeff Goldblum. I don't know if that means he just doesn't make the cut or the paper missed him. And Penny Marshall is also left out.
Penny Marshall?
Yeah, she goes to a lot of games.
Yeah.
She's all beat up.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
Don't try and pull her over a bridge, Jacina.
Oh, damn.
See, you should have gone.
That's all I was going for. I was going for the Jacina.
You should have said, boy, 696 is a real problem. Reporting on road conditions out here, Mike Clark, WRIF News. Then you would have been just like Roberta Jacina. Then you show up in the studio 10 minutes later and you just jump into the conversation as if you've just not been pulling your weight.
I should have. Oh, man.
Annie has the nerve to show up today with a new shirt on?
No, I've had this.
No, you have not.
No, I don't think so. I don't know.
You've seen it, though.
I doubt it.
Okay.
I've never seen that.
Okay, I've had it, but.
No way.
Yeah, that's
But it's the first time you've seen it. Okay.
I'd like to have a lab run through that and find out how recently it's been packaged.
Well, I've been wearing it before, but not here.
I saw myself in clothes like those, I'd have to kick my own ass.
And what celebrity watching did you do last night at the Palace? See anybody? Any biggies?
Was Bruce Willis there? Because somebody rumored that Bruce Willis was there.
I didn't see him.
Someone.
He was definitely Paul Willis.
What the hell? I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
The whiplash on your head.
Come on. No. No, sir.
Bruce Willis. I didn't see Bruce Willis.
I think it turned out that was just a rumor.
There were some New Jerseyites there, including Jay-Z, who had biggest bodyguard I've ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Just one, though?
Just one. Kwame had three. So Kwame apparently is bigger than Jay-Z.
That's disgusting.
And his life.
I guess he's pumping somebody.
Over the weekend, gas prices at California levels at $2.30. Is that the highest that anybody saw it?
$2.30?
$2.30.
I've seen signs that say like $2.50.
Before that? Oh, yeah, just regular.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
Wait a minute. I was doing my food order with Mark in the office, and I got coffee. Now it's moved into excuses every time.
The average price is $2.07 per gallon. Or just regular. But the Saudis are nice.
Oh, I know.
Nice.
It was $40 to fill out my Cherokee the other day.
I know. That's the only way I gauge it either.
How much did the tank cost?
Yeah.
How much did the whole tank cost?
I have no idea how much it was. But it was on empty.
Wow.
Empty,
it used to cost $20. Now it costs $30 for the tank.
There was a touchdown of a tornado, they say, between Flint and Saginaw, but not like Nebraska. They got pounded. They got 80 tornadoes there. God, is that place just absolutely trash.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the
You moved your mic.
Mr. Helper.
You appear to be getting ready to get involved.
Helper position.
Yeah, I am getting ready to get involved. That one town was literally destroyed in Nebraska. Nothing left of it.
Do you have more?
That's just a
more from Mike
laugh
Clark.
A second.
Well. Oh, brother. There's another part of me that wants to get so involved in the conversation.
It's really funny when you phase those.
Yeah. It's not funny when you phase those. It's not funny at all.
It's so mocking.
Brutal. It's like some horrible acid trip.
It is.
Oh, God. I'm sitting in a padded room, flip my lid, schizophrenic, hearing all this relentless all day long.
I got your top 10 list. You'll love that.
Oh, okay, we have it finally.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's great.
And some pretty good juicy deposition from Officer Walt Harris.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Yeah.
Carlita Kilpatrick is going to have to answer lawyers' questions under oath pertaining to allegations that the mayor may have used the bodyguards to protect him from her showing up, possibly by surprise.
Mm-mm.
I didn't really want to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
I know he's going to say, I was getting coffee.
I was. Oh, man. Ouch.
I knew that was coming. Knew it.
That was a pretty long coffee run.
I know.
Say.
Walters and I were having a little bit of a conversation. But...
Well, thanks for helping with this one.
Yeah, I know. I want to tell you about it, but unfortunately, it's something not for air.
Okay.
Yeah, it is.
But I'd love to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, but this conversation was intended for somebody else. For somebody else.
Thank you for calling.
You're pushing it. How was the meal there in Australia?
Oh, man, what a hang-up.
That was great. Your impersonation got us right in there, which was awesome.
No, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
It's too late. I'm throwing a flag.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
It doesn't deserve that.
The phasing? You don't feel it deserves a phase?
No, the phasing is really, really bad. That's when it's been a bathroom visit. Extended.
Oh,
no. Ay, God, does that hurt. And I love that scene, too. Little I know, Sam Kinison would come back to haunt me forever.
Big. God, I drove to, this was about 2 years ago. I was at 7-Eleven, and I was sitting against the trunk, reading the newspaper, and I put my big cup of coffee on the bumper.
Yeah.
And anyway, I'm about an hour later, I'm walking around the yard, and all of a sudden I see my coffee on the bumper. I drove home with the coffee on my bumper, and it stayed there the whole ride.
Wow, that is some pretty wild physics.
Isn't that cool? Oh, no.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper. I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
I just feel like I'm in a straitjacket in a padded cell just listening to that because I'm a schizophrenic.
I
just hear that 24 hours a day. Well. People just occasionally show up and I'm nude in the corner. In the fetal position. Come on!
The guy who's out after finally proving he was innocent.
He's as unpredictable as a cobra and three times as crazy.
Says pretty much that.
Charles Grainer smiling in that photograph over a dead human being is the same Charles Grainer that smiled over a tragedy he had spit in that I'd seen him spit in.
And the photos of Iraqi abuse.
I want to tell somebody in command.
This guy saw. And, you know, there he is again. It was chilling to him, too, because there's Charles Grainer's mocking face coming back at him after all these years.
Charles was just filled with the glee
of opportunity to go over there because he said, as we were walking down the corridor, I can't wait to go kill some sand****ers.
Grainer, has been court-martialed, as is his fiancée, little Lindy England.
He's as unpredictable as a cobra and three times as crazy.
It's limbo, not prison, jail.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
He didn't even open his mouth yet.
He just sat down, though. He's back. That seems like he wants to contribute.
I was looking at email.
Oh, God, he's
so the whole thing is degraded down to excuses now every time, instead of just taking it.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
Oh, please. I'm not ready for it. 3 days off. I'm not ready. No.
Some player attributes, possibly.
Mm-hmm. A player,
I can't remember if he was married or not at the time. I think he was single, but...
No! I was facing it.
Welcome back.
Oh, man.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
To the same old place that you laughed about.
Okay. All right, that's enough. I get it. That's too much. Okay, welcome back.
We got a little, little information about the jail cell, I guess. Is this from Hussein himself?
Yeah, this is phenomenal.
Once I went in the restroom, they locked me in there for like 45 minutes. There was doo-doo feces thrown all over the walls, the floor, the ceiling, and it stunk so bad. Then one of the policemen came by the window and he made a sarcastic remark.
Well,
he
said, careful about this.
Does it smell good enough for you in there? How do you like the smell? Is it good?
What'd you say?
And I just simply said, it's all right. It's okay.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
Come on.
You know, they shouldn't put him in a feces and doo-doo laden cell. That's outrageous.
He fell right into that trap.
They manhandled me very
roughly. You're not kidding.
My shoulder is dislocated, literally. It's hurting me very badly. I'm in pain all the time.
Oh, man. I don't like to hear that, because that's gonna injure the case. It's all caught up in the manhandling him.
It was very bad what they did.
I told you.
It's very swollen. With the handcuffs, they really tied them too tight.
What's that whiner? Who's them whine?
It's going to hurt and affect my back.
God, what a sissy.
Now I can't move. It keeps me from sleeping at night.
Shut up, you sissy.
Did you see the story?
I'm drinking and driving just for that. I'm tired of being told everything.
Did you see the story where they're worried about people who might be barbecuing?
Shut up!
Oh, what, are they telling them what to do, too?
But they have to check their propane tanks because it could explode.
Oh, go to hell. You know what? Maybe I want it to explode.
Who are these alarmists? Who are these people that are all freaking?
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr.
Helper. No way it's hell. God almighty, no way. It was just a slight delay.
Welcome back.
I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
All right.
Yeah, things have changed a lot since you hung around.
Okay, please. Enough. It's way beyond the offense. The punishment is way beyond.
We need you.
Back, Trudy.
Thank you. She just left.
Oh, she left?
Yeah.
That was more for last hour, by the way.
With the exception of airports.
I got home about 2:00 in the morning, hopped in the jacuzzi with my wife. But that's another story.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
Looking at email, I had to go to John.
With the exception of Air Force, they say that we haven't really terrorist-proofed our water supply, our food supply, our refineries, our tunnels, our trains, our trucks, our cargo containers. So she goes another couple rounds with Larry King tonight.
Oh, yeah. What a farce.
Yeah, what a joke.
He'll hand it to her, yeah. But, no callers.
No way. No way.
Well, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
Yeah, I was finding out important things. I was working on some things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, like I found out the Homeland Security we were talking about last hour. This guy was talking about he was out there for the boat races, you know, and he was like 150 feet from the big water inlet for the Detroit water system. Other boats were closer. No guards anywhere. So we could have dumped anything in front of it and sucked it right in.
Should have started with that then.
See what valuable information I was getting while Trudy, do you understand?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it was worth the delay.
Yeah. Fish and flesh.
And you feel good. And you feel good. And you feel good.
And you feel good.
And you feel good.
God, somebody
get a
priest exerciser, will you?
Oh, that's coming out next week, too.
Is it?
The Exorcist?
What? Not exercise, exercise.
Exorcist is what?
Exorcism.
Exorcism. What's coming out next
exorcism.
Week?
The prequel to The Exorcist.
Exercise.
The prequel?
The prequel, what happened before.
Really?
Yeah,
the trailer looks really good.
What does it look like, Mark? What are they talking about in the trailer?
Well, they show a green like segment of her face from The Exorcist.
Yeah, a lot of it looks similar. It's really, it's typically dark.
I don't know how you do a prequel to that, though. I don't...
It's
yeah.
like he, the
I thought the devil
priest...
was gone.
Hell no, the devil doesn't leave.
The devil called
well,
back.
Prequels jumped out. Before, so...
We're going to see the previous incarnation.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, no, I'm just now listening.
What did you probably hear about the lawsuit about myself?
I heard that, all right.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to get involved with the discussion, Mr. Helper.
You know what I was doing? All of a sudden your voice just faded off to the past. I started watching the exorcism in my voice. Right in my head. I was seeing the whole scene with her in the living room.
Welcome back.
Unfortunate situation on the living room carpet.
Oh, I remember that.
I saw the head spinning around. I saw the vomit. I saw the breath in the air from the ice cold room.
Oh,
and then all of a sudden, across the hills, I heard, it's a prequel.
And you came back.
Remember and I came back.
Just like in the movie.
Remember that room with
I drifted back.
When that room has the cold air.
You're not even paying attention.
Hey, listen.
Who's on the phone?
It's Drew and Mike calling.
Hello?
We're on WRIF radio. We were just...
Oh, Lord. Hello?
Hello, Francis. I got the megaphone.
Hello, Francis. Francis, I got the megaphone here. Francis?
Hello.
Hey, Fran.
This is her. This is her granddaughter.
Okay.
Grandma, get on the phone and talk. I'm tired of hearing you yelling on the answering machine.
Oh, nice, kid. Hi, Francis. It's Drew and Mike. We just read about your story, and we were calling to see if there was some way to help you get the place cleaned up.
As far as cleaning it up, it's pretty well cleaned up.
Was that your granddaughter that was there? Is she helping you out now?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
How old is the granddaughter?
She's 20.
Would it be possible to get any kind of a lowdown?
How about if we get a quick description?
She's about 5'2".
5'2". And what would you guess her weight at?
Oh, maybe 100.
Really?
Oh, spinner.
Spinner. We're talking spinner.
Told you.
Is she...
Okay, you're not going to be able... You're not asking her the questions next.
All right.
Francis, now, you got this beautiful granddaughter who's staying there with you.
Can't
you got
help
a,
myself.
Quite a picture of her already. And we're just wondering now, there were some things in the story that indicated that there was the house smelled a bit of feces and urine, and we were just wondering... Has anyone been able to help you with that problem?
We clean that up right away.
Do you tend to let it just sit there until it hardens up so it's easier to pick up?
No, I didn't let it stay that long.
Uh-huh.
Unless he hid it where I couldn't find it right away.
Those damn dogs.
Well,
have you ever stepped in the load with, like, say, orthopedic shoes on or something with treads on the...
Well, I've stepped in a few before I realized
no
they
kidding.
Were there.
Yeah. Were you ever barefoot when you stepped in it?
No.
So you felt the warmth? You felt the warmth of the feces?
No.
I'm recusing myself from this bit. I can't handle it.
I think I'd prefer to step in this mud myself.
Me and the Sterling are in a bind. Forget about our house.
Who took that puppy?
Oh, I don't know. One of our neighbors found a good home for the doggy.
Is there such thing as a good home for this dog? I mean,
hopefully a home built of newspaper.
Yeah, that would be practical.
Hey, why don't you on the phone and talk? I'm tired of hearing you yelling on the answering machine.
Bitch!
Ah, yes, back in a big way today with Trudy and Mark from their respective morning shows. Trudy from the WCSX Classic Rock Morning Show. Mark from Detroit Sports 105.1 with Sean, Mike, and Maz. There's plug number one.
Mark and Maz, but that's all right. My name's Mark.
I said Mike, didn't I?
Yeah,
that's all right. Oh, no.
I know who I am.
I have certain instructions I have to follow to keep you guys...
Drew's rules.
Good standing on the podcast.
Drew's rules.
No, I must plug you twice an hour.
Yep.
And not disparage Greater Media. Well, I have no desire to disparage. In fact, I'm feeling very warm towards Greater Media for allowing you guys to do this.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to stand over you with a cat of nine tails, making sure you do it, too. So.
Okay.
Glad to be here.
I want to do it. I'm very happy. And Steve Cesari, I was really pleased, because I thought the answer would be no, for sure.
Yeah. Well.
But no.
No, he was great when I had my meeting with him.
And they knew you guys really wanted to do it, and I'm glad you guys wanted to do it so badly. It's amazing when you can do something that doesn't pay that people still want to do it.
No.
How cool is that?
Wait, we're not getting paid?
All right. But you kept teasing me with pictures of the studio and how great it was coming along. I was really excited about it. Checking it out. Man, this is cool.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
We spent a lot of time on this, and the sound tiles on the wall.
I know you've got... Now, professional broadcast
now if you just
equipment.
Get that damn shovel off your porch.
Oh, this bothers Mark so much that there's a shovel on my front porch. It's going to snow in 6 months. Why should I move enough to put it back?
Because it looks ridiculous. You have a porch with a shovel on it, and it's, what is it, May? I don't even know what month it is. What, mid-May?
It snowed like a month ago.
It did, yeah. See, he's right.
Did you shovel a month ago?
No, he melted. He waited.
I don't know if I did or not, but who cares, really?
It's nice to know your habit hasn't changed from changing the time when it goes between when it springs forward.
So oh yes, clocks. I don't change clocks either.
You don't bother
either.
To do that. Yeah.
Moving the shovel. I don't know. Is there another thing I should have out there for warm weather?
I don't know. Put a broom out there so you can go out there and sweep your porch.
I don't think that shovel's going anywhere, Mark.
Oh, now it's not going anywhere now.
I feel even more strongly about it. Anyway, so here we are on the podcast. Have you guys been listening, by the way? Well, Mark's done one.
Yeah. Oh, no. They're great. Yeah.
Well,
Charlie was... I liked hearing him talk about you can get a kilo through the wall.
Oh, yeah. How easy the
border. Is essentially, millions of dollars that we've spent in it to no avail.
Total joke.
The only problem with listening and then doing them is I find myself talking back to it while I'm listening.
Right.
That's funny. I do it, too, and I'm on it. I think of stuff like, why did I say this there? And very strange. Or just something I didn't hear that well. And
yeah.
I hear so well
the absolutely.
Time.
I was trying to answer the question about Vic Tayback yesterday. From Alice.
Mark was all over that.
Ridiculous. Chicago.
Kiss My Grits.
Kiss My Grits. Yeah, Flo.
I can't believe I didn't know that. I just didn't watch that show.
Oh, no. I was in a sort of a dead spot.
Somebody was really mad at us because 25 or 6 to 4 it wasn't about him having writer's block staying up late. It was about him tripping and staying up late.
Oh.
But, okay,
I never associated acid in the band Chicago together. Like,
no,
I never
either.
Think they would do that.
Except that you know, the main guy, Kath, what was his, Terry Kath?
Terry Kath, yeah.
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 I don't know,
he shot
himself.
Yeah, well, that was an accident, supposedly.
I know, he's just goofing around. He's like, hey, what's this do?
How do you shoot yourself in the head as an accident? Doesn't it seem so implausible?
Freddie Prinze Sr., right?
It was a blank gun.
Oh, it was?
It a blank gun?
Oh,
thought it was a blank
gun?
Yeah.
Well, he thought it was. Didn't Brandon Lee do that, too?
Yeah.
There's
an actual Hall of Fame of people who have shot themselves
in
accidentally.
I hate to repeat myself, but I still can't understand 25 or 6 to 4 because 25, the big hand is on the 7, 6, the big hand is almost on the 11.
Yeah.
But if he was tripping, he wouldn't be able to tell where it was.
Yeah.
True. So that really is what that means. It's either 25 or 6 to 4
o'clock in the morning, yeah.
whatever. It's a good song. It did well. It was a big hit for him. So
I liked them better after seeing him at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I did too. I thought they were cool as hell.
Yeah.
The drummer, man, he was hilarious. Although we fucked together.
Oh, right.
I mean, isn't everyone still wondering about that?
And they're all so old and gnarled.
I want to mention one more time that Trudy is here courtesy of the WCSX Classic Rock Morning Show.
Thank you.
Mark!
Yeah. Check us out.
Thanks to our friends at 105.1 Detroit Sports Radio, starring Sean, Mark, and Maz in the morning.
Yay.
Hey, two for four.
Finally got it right.
And Trudy and Jim on WCSX.
Oh, there you go. Jim, of course.
Way to usurp my plug.
I'm sorry. You didn't have time to bask.
Just kidding. Yeah, more.
Hey, a drop. That'll get people excited. We're working on the drops, I promise. And you guys will be back. We'll do something at least one day next week, right? I hope.
Yeah, sure. Definitely.
Cool.
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, it was a great show. Thanks a million for coming by. I thought it was really good.
Thanks for having
fun.
Us.
Yeah.
It's fun having three people, too. I have to say, with two, there's always plenty of time, but there's all those times where I feel like, oh, boy, am I going to have enough topics? Is he going to be in all these topics? I don't know. But it seems like with three, and you guys are very well prepped, too. It's really, the flow is very, it's hard to shut it down.
Yeah.
You're not going to have one of those moments where, oh, my God, nobody's talking. Right. Nobody's interested in anything. So I really dug it. That was great.
Should we apologize in retrospect to all the people horribly maligned?
They're fine.
I don't think anyone was too terribly maligned.
I didn't even swear. I feel bad.
We'll do it.
Okay, well, fuck this.
DrewandMikePodcast.com. Mike Clark is back tomorrow. And thank God, because if he came Friday, you know how tough that would be on his flight training on Saturday.
Jeez.
And then it looks like LaDuff on Friday again. So everybody, we'll catch you tomorrow. Ooh. Have a great one. Thanks again to Mark and Trudy, and see ya.
Oh my God, Chicago kicks ass.
Rock on Chicago. Twenty-five or six to four.
This is for Trudy Daniels. I know you're not there, but we're going to miss you. And remember, if you need anything, call Marcus. Bye-bye.
Get out of here, Marcus. Trudy is my girl.